Access all areas on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, good evening. Welcome to Access All Areas. I am Stephen Lane.
And I'm Bobby Norris. How are you, babes?
I am doing fine. Had a very busy weekend, having quite a busy week, but that's good. What about you? How are you?
Really good, thank you. Yeah, really good. Yeah, maybe you were saying you had a busy weekend coming up. What did you get up to?
Well, I went to my first cinema trip, which was great. I went to go and see Dune on a big screen, and it was great. I forgot like how nice it was just to kind of switch your phone off and like not get up and wander around and just have a proper cinema experience. You kind of forget, like, and also it's cheap now. It only cost me £7, which I thought
that
was
is good.
So that was good. So that meant I could buy myself a glass of wine and popcorn and really enjoy the early evening showing.
What kind of popcorn boy are you? Salted or sweet?
I'm salty. Like my personality. yeah, but it was really nice, and I did some rowing, and I went hung out with some friends, and went to Columbia Road Flower Market, and just had a really nice, just a proper like nice decent weekend. Didn't even drink that much, which never happens anymore, so yeah, it was just all good. What about you? What did you get up to?
Busy boy living your best life. No, it's
exactly.
Nice to see, babes. I had a really lovely weekend, thank you. So it was my friend's 30th birthday Saturday evening, so mm-hmm. She had a party, which was just really nice. Got to see some people I haven't seen for so long. They're just nice to all catch up, like to see how everyone's doing. So obviously we've kept in touch, a lot of us, and FaceTime and Zooms and stuff. But some people have just not got around. Our paths haven't crossed before everything that happens. So, just really nice to kind of be in. You forget how nice it is to, you know, it sounds really silly, but to go to a party and be in a room with everyone. Do you know what I mean? And there's a lot to be said for being in a room of people's energy and catching up and having
100%.
A good laugh.
And I do think as well that there's still a novelty factor. I still feel a bit like, I haven't been to any mass. I've been on one big clubbing night or two in Manchester, into one gig, cinema trip. But yeah, just it is. There is still a novelty factor to it, and you do feel kind of lucky. I don't know if lucky is the right word, but you know, but hopefully we've made it through the worst. But and you know, just it's sometimes it's just quite nice. You realise like, oh, I love all these people I'm hanging out with, and we're just having a great time. And I don't know, just this. Yeah, good.
Don't think that we're still not a stage, which I'm kind of really glad about. And I think a lot of us was conscious. I didn't ever want to get to a stage again where we took things for granted. So I remember there used to be so many evenings we'd sit on this show, like in the midst of lockdown, even just longing to go and have an Andos or to leave the house, which weren't part of our hour exercise, you know what I mean? I'd be like, oh my God, we're just never going to take anything for granted. And I'm still not. So yeah, still grateful for them little moments. So no, that was really nice. And just straight back into the gym again. I'm kind of proper on my little gym wave, which I'm loving.
Yeah.
And approaching the winter now. When I've got some sweets I don't know if trick or treating is going to be a thing this year. I don't know where we stand. Obviously there hasn't been any for a couple of years. But the Haribos are stocked up. And just in case. You just never know. I can't believe it's Halloween now, Stephen. How are you now?
Do you remember when we were saying back in August when summer going to start? And I was saying, it's over. It's over, babes. We don't need to... this is it. And now it's winter. I mean, by the time we do our next show, it will be absolutely pitch black outside. It will be dead of night. And that'll be it then.
Because we've got a clock changing this weekend, haven't we?
Yeah, we do, yeah. And I'll be out partying that night. So it's going to be like extra time for me. Ooh, that's probably a bit dangerous, to be honest, but we'll see where it leads.
See, that always confuses me, and I'm still, even at 35, I never know. I know once a year it goes forward and once it goes back, but whichever one it is, when it goes forward or goes back, I always get that little bit conscious. If I have to set an alarm the next day, like, is my iPhone going to know? Obviously, the phone's more cleverer than I am, so it always does. But, you know, when you can't figure out, you think, how do we come to booking an Uber? So the key is you've got to go past 2 o'clock just so you kind of know where you're at.
That's a very good point, and I'm sure I will. So, yeah, lots to look forward to this weekend. We have a very exciting show today. It's a big gay special today. We have Freddie Bendy from formerly of The Circle. He's coming on to talk about X in the City, which we've had a few people come on talk about. You've done as well. So great to talk to him about that. Then we have from new ITV show Peckham's Finest, Mark Ashley Dupay. If I'm getting his surname right, in to talk about that. And then we have Electra Friends, who was on the third series of Drag Race UK. So wave that pride flag. This is a very, very gay show today. Not complaining, not complaining at all.
Do love a gay.
Do love a gay, love a couple of gays. But yeah, it's been a busy old week of showbiz news as well. And something that you've actually had something to say about, haven't you? Let's talk about Tilly Ramsey.
Do you know what? I know we've spoken about this in the past when Steve Allen came out and spoke about me on his show, and I put something up on my Instagram TV about it. I felt the need to kind of do a lot. I recorded a reaction to it because he kind of laid into me a little bit and seemed to have a lot of questions, and I didn't feel I had the right to reply. Was more than happy to, if he wants to send an email, wants me to go on the show, I'm there. Do you know what I mean, Steve? Mm-hmm. But there seemed to be a few questions that he wasn't sure about. And I just can't believe that the guy is still thinking it's acceptable to use his show and his platform to annihilate people for how they look. So he's body shamed Tilly Ramsey.
Mm-hmm.
Which to me, she's a 19-year-old girl. I mean, I'm 34 at the time, and but I'm lucky enough to have a thick skin. I think working in this industry for 10 years has obviously helped that even more so. Still doesn't think that's okay to annihilate people for how they look or their size or for any reason. I just don't believe that anyone should use a public forum to call someone out like that for how they look.
Yeah.
And even to do it to a 19-year-old girl, and fair play to Tilly, like I did, she called him out.
Mm.
What did you think when you saw it also?
Well, like you, I mean, it's completely, everyone has opinions and, you know, within reason, I think most people should be allowed to air them. What he has to say, or what he had to say about you and what he had to say about Tilly were unnecessarily cruel and just mean-spirited. And to call Tilly Ramsey, I think the word he used was chubby.
He called her a chubby little thing.
Like, I mean, in no way could that be misconstrued as anything other than just like a nasty comment. And I think for someone of his age and, you know, his experience, he should know better. I wonder if he kind of does it on purpose, possibly. I think he probably likes to poke the bear and cause a bit of a stink. But at least, I mean, I know with you, there was never an apology forthcoming. He was forced into an apology with Tilly. So he did say sorry for that. I mean, doesn't take away what he said. And I'm sure, like you said, she's 19. I'm sure she's very conscious of the way she looks. I was at 19, I am at 35. Like, you know, and it won't help a teenager's mental health to be saying things like that. So hopefully he's learned his lesson and he'll keep his gob shut in future. You can talk
very
about
much
many
doubt
other
it,
things.
Though. And that's the problem. I don't think that the man has learned at all. I'm pleased for Tilly's sake he's come out and apologised. Whether that's made her feel any better, I mean, I don't personally know Tilly. I certainly don't think it takes away from what he said about her. As you touched on, I think as a teenager, it's that time of life. And actually, I don't even think it's just a teenager. I think at any age, we all have our insecurities. Mm. And whatever that may be, that could be about how we look or for anything, the colour of our hair. Do you know what I mean, for example? So for someone to go onto radio and call someone out, And like you've touched on, I completely, I'm all for people having opinions, and that's what makes the world go round. We've all got them. Mm-hmm. So it's not about having opinions about people, for me, that's the issue. For me, it's just the way he thinks. It's, and I just think, especially where we are in the world now, so many people, we spoke about, there's the be kind message. We know the severity of mental health, mm-hmm. where we're at now, which we might not have known 5-10 years ago.
Yeah.
And I just think when something's so public, you just have to be, when you're fortunate to have a position in TV, in radio, and you've got a voice and you've got a following, whether that's people that listen to your show or follow your career, I think you kind of have to be slightly, you have to be aware of that.
Yeah,
and I just can't see, for whatever his reason was for that, or whatever his opinion was, what was ever going to be achieved from calling a 19-year-old girl a chubby little thing.
Yeah.
To me, that's not a, that's, yeah, I don't know. To me, it's not even about an opinion. That to me, it's just an unnecessary comment, a hurtful comment. And like I say, I don't think it's just me, and it's not just Tilly that's gone through it. I think he seems to be quite known for sitting on his show doing and saying things like this.
Yeah. Well, it's totally unnecessary, and I imagine that I hope that there will have been a conversation at his radio station about his future conduct. I certainly feel that there would be with us if we were to say something like that. But we would never say something like that, because...
Can you imagine if we sat here and did that? We just would, neither of us would dream of it. Do you know what I mean? And we're a very opinionated show.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And we've both got opinions, but we're always talking about showbiz gossip, and we interview our celebrity guests. So it's not that we're short of opinions, but neither of us would ever dream of sitting here and annihilating someone because of how they look or their weight. I think the minute you have to do that, you kind of lose your argument or your fight anyway. The minute you get that personal, to me, so whether even as a face-to-face disagreement, the minute you go that low, you've lost, because there's just no need, because you're not actually saying anything educated. You're not saying anything other than a physical...
It doesn't mean anything. I mean, those things, they mean nothing about a person's personality. I mean, if Tilly Ramsey could be the most horrible person in the world, I don't think she is, but she could be, you still would avoid talking about the way she looked, or even if she was beautiful. I don't know. I hope that he's learned his lesson, and I hope someone's spoken to him about it. But we'll wait to see if 6 months' time he picks on someone else, I guess.
Absolutely. And like I say, if you're listening, Steve, if you want to come on next week to Access All Areas, we'd love to talk to you about it and give you your right to reply.
Definitely would.
Or if you'd love me to come on to LBC and answer the questions that you so sought after some months back, let's do it.
I would very much enjoy seeing that. Well, on a happier note, our first guest, Freddie, who I've spoken to before on the show, is here. So let's get him in for a chat.
Perfect.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. How are we?
Freddie, we're looking at you like this.
Right, okay, that ain't ideal. We don't need that. This way, we're in.
Freddie, how are you?
I'm good, Bob. How are you?
I'm really good, thank you. Really good. Thanks for joining us this evening. It's a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you.
You've come on Foo Bob before, haven't you? I've met you before, and you're always good value for money. You are a very funny guy, and obviously,
thank you.
MTV have seen the value in that, because now you're on a new show. Tell us a bit about it.
Yeah, so Celeb X in the City, it was a great opportunity to do, really. That was filmed back in June or July, I think. Yeah, my agent David called me up and said, MTV are calling for you. So up I went, and loads of X's arrived, which was always fabulous.
How did you find the show? Because, I mean, I was speaking to... who was I speaking to last
Dino
week?
Last
Dino,
week.
Dino. He was on the show, so I was interviewing Dino about it. And I had no idea who else was doing the show. So everyone was going, Bob, so who's on it? And it was kept so secret because we was filming still in that kind of, that really weird time. none of our paths could cross. We'd all do our film and then go off. But I'm intrigued to know how everyone found the show and what their kind of overused word in reality TV, I know. But what was your journey with it, Fred?
Do you know what? I had the best time ever with them. Like, WizKids really looked after me. I really got along with everyone. I've never done a celeb-based show before ever in my life, Bob. I've literally come from The Circle, done This Morning a couple of times alongside Good Morning Britain, and then got this opportunity. So, I'm apart from The Circle, I never really had anything to live up to, really. But no, do you know what? For me, it was the best thing I've done, because from The Circle, I was only 20 when I'd done the show, and doing this show, I was 23 and now just turned 24. So to see that growth for me was the most important thing, and I saw it personally. So I was happy with it. Yeah, definitely.
And the ex that walks through, because obviously, for anyone who hasn't seen the show, we're kind of sat on a blind date, aren't we?
Yeah.
Getting to meet someone. Then at the corner of the eye, the door opens and an ex bowls in.
Yeah.
What's your reaction when the ex comes in? And how was things left with the ex? Good terms, bad terms?
Well, to be fair, so I had two exes. The first one that walked in, James, I mean, he was slightly obsessed, bless him. I mean, like, no hard feelings towards him. He's a lovely fella. I just weren't my cup of tea. How it was left weren't ideal. No, it weren't ideal. On the date, it was awkward because obviously, you know, when you go through all the, without spoiling it too much, when you go obviously through the process of speaking to the execs, you obviously give a list of names. You don't actually know guarantee who's walking through that door.
Yeah.
So it was a shock to see James. And, you know, after the show, it was left an okay note, but it ain't left on the best of terms at the moment, no, because I still get unknown calls all the time, Bob, but, you know, it ain't a bit of me.
So how did the relationship break up? Did you leave the relationship?
I walked away from him. Yeah, no. Do you know what it was? It was very early days anyway. It weren't like we weren't officially together. It was very early days. I literally just come out of a long-term relationship, and he was kind of someone that I was speaking to, getting to know. And then I was getting like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning calls all the time. Like, it weren't even
booty calls.
Yeah.
On
a Friday, Saturday night. It was too much. So I cut it off.
Yeah.
I blocked his, I didn't just block his number, I actually blocked him on everything. And then that's when the no caller ID started. So I changed the digits. It became a bit too much.
And then what about the second ex that turned up on the show?
Oh, Joel, he's so lovely. Joel Maguire, he's so lovely. I mean, we were never official. Like, it was the same situation. I've known Joel for years. Yeah, we've been on dates and stuff like that. But he's such a good friend to me. I don't want to risk it and lose that friendship. But me and Joel, honestly, we're going to Turkey next month to get our nashes done together.
Oh, nice. So it's civil.
Yeah. Oh, so civil. I'm really good friends still, yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, and that's always a nice way to leave. If you can go and get so a set of veneers done in Turkey with your ex, you're laughing.
what a statement, what a thing you to say. You never expect anyone to ever say that. But I also completely get your point.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you don't need bad blood with anyone. I haven't got bad blood with anyone. If I've got a problem, I say it there and then it's forgotten. I move on from it. I feel like carrying negativity around from past relationships or past friendships, the only person that's going to do damage is you. So what's the point in doing it?
And what about the guy that you was on the blind date with? How was that? Any good? Any potential?
He was lovely. He was lovely. And he's got a good art. I'm seeing him at the weekend.
Oh, nice.
I mean, we're just friends, though. We're just friends. I mean, we've had a couple of sleepovers, if you know me. But, he's busy, I'm busy. And, you know, I feel like there's this stigma on being single. I feel like people are like, oh, you're single, and people feel sorry for you. But I'm the most happiest being single. I can't be bothered. Unless someone's going to add to my life, mentally, physically, and financially, I'm the best I've ever been right now. So unless someone's going to add to that in a positive way, then I don't want it.
You are preaching to the converted here, Freddie. I think that's kind of the hymn sheet that me and Bob sing from all the time, isn't it?
Yes.
Amen. That's how it should be.
Do you find that since you've done, so the circle was, what, 3 or 4 years ago?
It was just over 3 years ago, it was, yeah.
So do you find that people, like, is it harder to date? I mean, not hard, but, you know, is it, or is it different? Some people might know who you are, or I don't know. What's it like?
It's different, I think. Like, prior to the circle, I mean, I would be a nightmare and, like, chat to loads of different people all the time. I was young, obviously. I think everyone has to go through that stage of experiencing new things. But since the circle, I mean, my DMs are flooding. I'm not going to lie. And especially since this new one, everyone's, like, sliding their way through it. But I love it. I think, you know, I'm someone that likes to be centre of attention and getting attention off all different people. You know, I'm a good judge of character. So I feel like if someone isn't in it for the right intentions, I mean, number one, no one's going to get anything off the back of me anyway. And number two, you know, I'm a good judge of character.
So what are the DMs saying, Fred? Who's sliding into them? Anyone we might know?
I mean, I'm no kiss and tell, Bob. I'm no kiss and tell. But, you know, there are a couple of blue ticks in there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all exciting, though. It's all exciting. It's all harmless fun.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like you're having a lovely old time.
Yeah, I'm having a lovely old time.
And what have you been doing, like, other than dating or receiving dick pics from blue ticks on Instagram? What have you been doing since the circle? You've done other bits and bobs.
Yeah, so I've done, like, I had a segment on Good Morning Britain. I've had a segment on This Morning, which was really good. My agent David, he really believes in me, and he really works his butt off to get, you know, amazing opportunities. So we've got exciting meetings coming up as well, which I'm really looking forward to. It COVID hit us all hard, though, didn't it, boys? Mm-hmm. I think especially in an industry where you've got to be in contact with people and you've got to be close and personal, I think it's really hard, but everything's opening up and everything's running again, so it's all exciting. Fingers crossed.
Mm-hmm.
All goes well.
Yeah, I think we've turned a corner, haven't we? Things definitely seem to be getting a little bit,
I'm just glad that we're not having to wear their mask anymore, because it really didn't do my, like, skin any favours. I was coming out with spots left, right and centre.
Well, the thing is, especially if you're off to get yourself some new teeth soon, what you're going for?
I know. 14th of November, I'm on that plane.
Yeah.
I'm there for a week and I'm going to look like a different person. I'm not going to do a Ryland, though. I'm not going to go too heavy. I'm going to still go quite natural looking. I've got a set in now, but I'm bored of these ones.
How long you had them?
3 years.
That's still relatively new. Mine need to, I'm going to replace mine.
Often the plane with me and Joel, Bob.
Mine are pushing 10 years now, and they do say tits and teeth, 10 years, then you get a new set.
Really? I mean, I ain't got to have my tits done just yet, but I'm sure...
The time is coming.
Yeah, the time is coming.
But we was just saying, we can't believe it's nearly Halloween. Are you ready for the winter now, Freddie? Are you a summer boy or a winter boy?
Listen, I've got my family, we've always been brought up in Marbella. I've got, you know, we've got villas in Marbella, so every summer I'm normally there. Mm. But do you know what? I'm really looking forward to this winter. I don't know why. I can't wait to get the Christmas tree up, Bob. Do you know what I mean? I'm excited. Yeah, I'm ready to get that tinsel out, to get the tree out. I'm going to a Halloween party this Saturday, but I'm not doing anything scary. I'm going as Woody from Toy Story.
Oh, cute. Nice. That's a cute look.
Yeah.
I'm going as a slutty cheerleader, which, as you can see, is not my normal look.
I always thought that'd be right up your street, Stephen.
I'll be all
Grindr
over Instagram.
Would love that.
Well, it's a very short skirt I'm going to be wearing.
Stop.
I have to buy new pants. I can't. I need. Do you know what I mean?
I've got a couple.
Going to be on show.
Can wear. It's fine. I'll mail them to you.
Oh, I appreciate that, babe. Yeah. are you hoping, though, like doing like shows like this, like you were saying and stuff, you'll be able to do a bit more TV, or are you looking to move it to other things? What are you kind of hoping?
Yeah, definitely. Long term, I'd love to do presenting. I think, you know, that is definitely up my street, but. Yeah, you know, I love entertaining people, and that's what I'm here for. As long as I can put a smile on people's face and make people laugh, then I'm doing what I love. I mean, since this has been a dream of mine 4 years. Like, since I was a little boy, I mean, I've watched Howie, I've watched Bobby on the screen for years. So to be able, you know, to be in a show with Bobby, for me, it's a pinch me moment, and people that I've looked up to for years, it's a very surreal and crazy moment for me. But I'm blessed, I'm grateful, and I'm grounded.
All I got from that is that you're calling Bobby old. That's all I'm going to say.
Not at all.
Granddad Bob there.
Would I ever? I love you're Bobby.
You're calling me an old boyfriend.
No, never. You'll never be out of date, babe. You'll never be out of date.
Oh, bless you.
No, it is a very surreal moment. But I'm excited. You know, I do think, you know, the opportunities that are coming in at the moment from that one thing is exciting. I don't want to, you know, I don't want to run before I can walk. And I'm just, you know, settling in.
Yeah. I mentioned winter's kicking in there. You're playing the field. You're keeping your options open. You've got a date coming up this weekend.
Yeah.
Then obviously catching up with the ex. Are you one of these people that say a boyfriend's for winter? Are you looking for a new man under the Christmas tree?
I'm not going to lie, Char. I was saying to my mates the other day, having a boyfriend for Christmas would be ideal. Come New Year, I don't mind him leaving. I want to be able to open my stockings with someone. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and then kick him into touch on the 2nd of January.
Yeah, come the 26th, Bob. I'm fine with it. just be here for Christmas and then you can go.
Then get your Uber home.
Yeah, get your Uber home. I'll book it for you. I don't even mind you leaving me a bad review. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I hope Santa brings you what you want, even if it's for one night only, Fred.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you.
Well, best of luck with the show and whatever. Well, you've already filmed it, so you know what happens. Yes. Hope the teeth situation goes well.
I'll show you. I'll keep you updated.
Please do. We want to see. Thanks so much, Freddie. Really great to speak to you.
Thank you so much, boys. See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
That's so funny that you know the same, what was it, hairdresser?
Yeah, I know the guy he was talking about, Joe. Yeah, he does a few of my friends' hair.
Oh, crazy. Small world, isn't it? That's exactly, that's Essex for you. Typical. No, great chat. And I think you guys are all much braver than I would be to have my ex on. Although I'm friends with most of my exes, I just know they'd get the one that I wasn't friends with on, and it would be an absolute fucking shit show.
I mean, that's always the worry, and let's have it right. It wouldn't be my first time filming a TV show with an ex. So I was a little bit once burnt kind of thing, but thankfully my ex that returned was, no bad feelings and pretty much a mutual thing. So that's always kind of nice. No rewriting of history.
Exactly. Well, that was a moment, wasn't it? There was a lot of that going on at a certain point in time.
Just when we thought 2020 couldn't get weirder.
When you're having to film in an empty Indian restaurant or whatever it was yesterday. Bloody hell. Yeah, that was a time, wasn't it?
We laugh. Oh, we don't know. Into my biryani.
Well, our second guest, Peckham's finest, Mark Ashley, is here. So let's get him into to chat.
Perfect.
Talk, chat, whatever.
Have a little girls.
Am I there?
Oh, yeah. You're there.
Hello.
Mark Ashley, hey, how are you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
Yeah, really good. We've been told this is your first radio interview.
It's my first radio interview being the guest.
Got it, okay, got it.
I'm used to being on the other side.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, so you are part of a brand new show, aren't you, on ITV, Peckham's Finest. Tell us a bit about it and what's involved.
So Peckham's Finest is like an observational documentary with a sprinkling of TOWIE to it. So, I've been filming with them now since the end of August, and it's just been really exciting. And it's like, it's a really different experience for me to be doing. We literally just came out of the pandemic. We had Freedom Day, and then I just went straight into these auditions, and I've been getting followed around by this whole production crew. So, Bobby, I don't know how you did it for so many years. It's such a weird experience to be doing.
Is it all pre-recorded now, or are you still filming as you go? Is it quite a quick
turnaround? We're still filming as we go. So I think we've got like another 3 episodes to film. So we're filming up until like the middle of November.
Yeah. And how are you finding it? It's a bizarre thing at first, isn't it?
At first, I feel like I was really kind of maybe overproducing myself because I was really aware of like what I was saying and the fact that there was like six people in the room with me. I feel like now I've kind of relaxed and I've kind of, the production companies feel like they're my mates. So when I'm talking about things, I forget that they're not actually mates. They're there to make a show.
Yeah, that could get you in trouble, can't it?
I'm just spilling up all the tea and then afterwards I'm like, oh, shit.
And how's the reaction been on social media?
So far, it's been really positive. Like, obviously, being like a black gay guy, which is not someone that you usually see in this type of format, I was really nervous about what the reaction was going to be about. But I haven't seen one bad tweet or anything about me. I haven't actually been looking, but everything that I've read so far has been really positive. People like reaching out to me just saying that like they're really glad that I'm doing it, that like I'm inspirational. So like for me, I'm just kind of like, right, I'm just going to stay in that little kind of like positive echo chamber and ignore the shit.
Absolutely.
I mean, you're exactly right in saying that there isn't good, well, there hasn't been a lot rather of gay black representation like on our screens and certainly in reality TV. Like, is that a bit of pressure?
It is, because I feel like I'm representing a whole community, but it's a community that has, like, I can only represent myself.
Exactly, because there's loads of different facets to it, isn't it?
I can't represent the whole community.
Yeah.
But I do feel like there's obviously, like, I'm, like, technically, like, the first black gay reality star in the terms of, like, a main cast. Because obviously there was Vass J. Morgan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Vass is out. But, like, I don't feel like his role in Taboo was, like, as him having, like, a main role of doing what he was doing. Like, he came in and he did his little bits and then he'll be gone again. Whereas I feel like I've been really, like, thrown into it. But thrown into it in a good way. Like, I'm really happy that I've been given this opportunity because I've watched reality TV, like Taboo, like Made in Chelsea, and I've never seen anybody who represents me. So I finally get the chance to represent myself. And I get to represent, like, my relationship with my mum, who's, like, she's the biggest advocate and my biggest, like, fag hag, let's call her. Like, do you know what I mean? She's been there from the beginning and she's here now on the TV with me. And I feel like it's important for me to show that relationship with my black mum because a lot of the times when you hear about relationships between gay black men and their mothers, they're kind of, like, negative or hostile. And I haven't had that experience. So I want to show people that, like, not all black mums are homophobic. Not all black families are homophobic. Like, they've accepted me. They love me. They love my partner. Sometimes I feel like they love my ex-boyfriend more than they love me. But that's a whole other thing. That's a whole other situation.
That can happen with anyone. That's quite common, isn't it? Yeah, you can go back to see your mum and she's still got a picture of you and your ex up. And you're like, mum, we broke up.
Very much that.
And your ex-boyfriend, Alex, is also on the show, isn't he? How are you finding filming with an ex? I mean, I've been there, so I feel you.
It's some days I love it, some days I don't. I feel like we've had a really good run over the lockdown, and then the show's kind of made us unlock old wounds that we're having to kind of maybe have to like play out. So it's some days it's triggering, and some days I feel like we've been at each other's throats, and but we're navigating it. And like, it's just the beauty of our relationship. It is complicated. It's not traditional, but it's our relationship and we get it.
And what kind of made you want to do the show? Because these things don't always work out well in the end. Obviously, you know, 8 times out of 10, it's all great and you can have a great time. But what made you convinced you in the end to do it?
So for ages, I was getting messages from people sending me that the little kind of like application thing.
Right.
I was just like, I'm not sure, guys. I don't think I'm ready yet to do this. And on the last day, I was like, somebody sent me the message like, Mark, just do it. So I sent my audition off, and within minutes, I was called back, and they were like, we love you. And I was just kind of like, oh, because I've auditioned for so many things before over the years and never really got any response back. So I just assumed that it was going to be another one of those things.
Yeah.
But as for why I did it, I just felt like I'm from Peckham. Like, I'm born and bred in Peckham. I still live in Peckham. All my family are from Peckham. My grandparents came and settled in Peckham when they came from Jamaica. So I'm like third generation of settlers in the area. Mm-hmm. So I just felt like, who else would be good to kind of represent that kind of West Indian, African, because my dad's Nigerian, my mum's Jamaican, so it's like an Afro-Caribbean dynamic, but I'm also gay. But I was like, it's time to start telling gay stories on mainstream TV and black gay stories.
100%.
So that was my driving force, to be honest. I was like, it's time to just represent myself and be the representation that I want to see on the television.
Absolutely. And that's all anyone could do, isn't it? You just got to stay true and be you.
Yeah. Like, absolutely. Like, I've obviously grown up watching Tari, so I've seen you there doing it. So it was like, I want to be on... I've always said from the beginning that Peckham needed its own reality show, because I feel like there's so many different vibrant characters.
Yeah.
And what this show's done is allowed me, obviously, to tell, like, LGBT stories, but I get to tell a lot of other things too, and I've met so many amazing people in the cast, and the cast are actually really sick. Like, that's the one thing I feel like they've done really well, is that they've got a really cool cast. Everyone's got their own individual thing that makes them, like, yeah, that makes them unique. And then together, it's just like this mixing pot of just madness.
So is there a lot of love in the cast, or have things bubbled away? Has there been any show?
At the moment, I feel like there's not been any drama. Maybe because it's season one, so we're all getting, like, you get a meal. So everyone's on their best behaviour. So I'm sure if we get
give season it to two,
wigs are going to be getting snatched. People are going to have things to say. Like, you get a little bit of drama between me and Alex, I suppose. But just, like, you already saw that most probably in, like, episode one. Like, there's a little thing bubbling underneath the surface there. But on the whole, with my interaction with everybody else in the cast, it's only been positive. And I kind of want it to stay like that just for now, just so that we can save that for season two. I'm sure we're going to get, I'm hoping we're going to get one. But for now, I'm just like, I'm getting to know new people. I want everyone to see the best version of Peckham, because I feel like up until now, all you hear about Peckham is kind of like gang violence, like all the wrong things. So it's good to just show, like, young creative people creating good vibes and good energy.
But that's also, you say that, but Peckham has also got a bit of a reputation for being quite heavily gentrified, doesn't it, now, or becoming gentrified, even if it's not at the moment. What do you make of that and the influx of sort of expensive bars and restaurants and all that? Do you know what I mean? What do you make of it?
Gentrification, for me, I think it has its good sides and its bad sides. If gentrification is working for the locals, then I'm all for it, because I said in an interview earlier on in the week that, like, people from Peckham, we like nice things. Black people love nice things. We want nice cafes, restaurants, bars. But at the moment, I feel like the way that the gentrification is going is more for this, like, wave, like, middle-class people that have moved into the area. Mm-hmm. And I'm just worried that, like, what I've seen with, like, Dalston, Hackney, Shoreditch is that people move into areas because they think it's cool and they love the culture. And then they get there and they all start having babies and they're talking about, oh, the music's too loud because you just moved into, like, beside a nightclub or, like, some dirty warehouse party. And then you're talking about, like, soundproofing. It's like, that's not why you moved into the area in the first place.
Well, and then it gets even worse, because then it's like the bankers move in and then it's just, and then that's it, it's dead. There's nothing it's left dead, after like, that. You know what
I mean? But also, I just feel like, I go to a lot of places around Peckham at the moment, and if you don't pick them wisely, you end up in these kind of, like, bougie places. I'm like, why am I paying £12 for a deconstructed kebab when I could just go around the corner and pay £6 or £7 for one? Like,
let's much better.
We do need a bit of an upgrade, and I'm here for it, but let's make sure that that's focused all towards the locals and making sure that what is Peckham stays Peckham and not this kind of new kind of like artsy fartsy shit that's going down. to say it nicely.
No, I think fair enough, but I think it's a problem, like you said, it's kind of London wide, isn't it? Like, and it's a really difficult one to get the balance exactly right so that everyone's happy.
Well, you've seen it in Brixton, you've seen it in Deptford, you've seen it everywhere. So I just feel like, as Peckham people, we just need to make sure that we kind of like make sure that we reclaim our area and we don't let too much change happen too soon or too quickly without us being in the driving seat with it.
Yeah, I think you're totally right on that. So you do a bit of radio, do you? Is that your? So tell us a bit about your job away from. getting filmed.
Before getting filmed. Well, before the production team turned up and decided to start filming and everything, I've worked in nightlife, like club promotion, DJing for like the last 10 or 11 years. But when the pandemic hit, I was like, what am I going to do? Like, there's no clubs to go and work at. There's no nightlife. So how do I still get to kind of like play music and still interact with people? And one of my passions has always been to, like, my dream is to be on that one BBC One Extra or Capital Extra. So I kind of literally had two options. I was like, I can either do OnlyFans and get naked for everybody, or I can actually use my personality because that's really kind of forward. And I decided to do the radio because I've got a really good friend, DJ Fat Tony, and he was like, do not, whatever you do, get your cock out online. He was like,
That was a very good... Were you doing an impersonation of his voice then? Because I actually did sound like him, like the way he talked.
But he was just like, absolutely not, Mark. He was just like, all right. So I was just like, okay. So I had like a few, it was the first 3 weeks, so I was kind of like having this breakdown. I was just like locked in the bedroom with like wigs and a jock strap. I was like, what am I going to do here?
Yes.
And then I decided, like, let me reach out to a few people. So I started off on a radio station called Threads, which is like a East London underground kind of like techno radio station. But they said that they wanted me to come and do like what I do, which is kind of like Afrobeats, hip hop. And they wanted me to kind of introduce like an element of like talking to people on it as well. And my whole thing was about like using the platform to elevate queer Black voices during the lockdown. My mental health at one point was like very thin.
Yeah, got it.
It helped me to kind of like stay connected with the community, but also to the community to stay connected with me. And we just had honest, frank conversations about like how we felt about things, how we felt about our mental health in the midst of that, like, Black Lives Matter happened. So we were able to talk about that. We were able to talk about how we felt as queer Black men within Black Lives Matter. And I feel like it really just helped everyone get through the whole lockdown situation. And now I'm so glad that I kept my pants on, put a pair of headphones on, and decided just to talk to people.
And it's worked. It's worked out very well. Well, Mark, it's been great to talk to you. Tell us, when's the show on?
The show is on every Wednesday, 10 p.m. on ITV2, but I've been practicing this. If you need to catch up, you can catch up on ITV Hub.
The PR people are going to be very pleased with you for that.
Lovely to speak to you, bro.
Thank you so much for joining us.
You need to come down to Peckham. I will take you out. We'll go drink a few cocktails, do the ting.
You don't have to tell me twice. I'm on my way. I'm getting an Uber right
lovely,
now.
Lovely, lovely,
I love Peckham. All right, thanks so
Thank
much.
Thank you. Take
care. See you soon. Bye.
Bye. Bye. What a lovely guy. Oh, you're right, Bob. You having a moment?
Just choking there.
No, really nice guy. No, I haven't seen the first episode, but I'm actually quite keen to watch it, having spoken to him now. And I think it sounds like a great show.
The people that have turned to the OnlyFans in lockdowns after last week. It must have had a spike and off that website, I tell you.
People can make a lot of money from, like Mark said, jock straps and wigs. You know, you can make some serious dosh. So
it's a niche.
It certainly is. And one maybe I might recreate myself this weekend in my cheerleaders outfit. Well, very exciting. We have our final guest of today, Electra Fence, ready to come in. So let's get her in for a talk about all things Drag Race.
Let's do it.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, everyone.
How are you?
I was trying to figure it out. So sorry. I was like, how the hell does this work?
You're absolutely fine. We've only been doing this for a year and a half, Electra. This is the first time you've used a Zoom.
Oh, here we go. Started off again.
This pandemic's been going on a long bloody time. We've been using a lot of these things. How are you doing?
Incredible, by the way.
Oh, thank you, Babs. Thank you. I'm good. Yeah, I'm good. I'm knackered, but I'm good.
Why are you knackered? What's been going on?
I've been busy. Up and down the country, dancing here and there. It's all good, though. Not complaining. It's what I want.
That must be, certainly after, like, just saying, the year we've had, and you would have filmed Drag Race last year, I believe, right? And then you come...
This year.
This year. Oh, you did film it this year. And then you had to live through all of the lockdowns and closures and all that. So it must be nice to be getting back out there.
It's good. It's nice. It's nice to be like, be able to perform again, isn't it? It's so good. It's like, I love it. It's great.
How have you found the whole reaction to Drag Race and like social media and...
Well, everyone's been dead nice to me. Like, everyone's been lovely to me. Like, yeah, it's been... I've loved it. Everyone's so nice. Like, I don't read the bad comments. I just delete them if I see them. I'm like, bah, don't need that in my life. Bah.
And watching episodes back, obviously, because when filming a TV show, so much more is going to get recorded than that is ever going to make it to air. Do you find it weird sitting down watching the episodes and seeing what they've used and what they haven't and what's been cut?
Yeah, I love that. That's my favourite bit. I'm always like, oh, they've cut that bit. Oh, okay. That's how my edit is. Okay.
Well, Rue's got a new song out, hasn't he? What's it called?
Yeah, don't blame it.
Blame it on the edit. Yeah, don't blame it on the edit. Yeah, I mean, so obviously, probably for you, it probably didn't go quite as well as you'd hoped to go out early, like you did. What? How did you feel at the time, and what do you feel about it now?
Oh, at the time, I was absolutely gutted. I was like, oh, this is it. It's the end of it. I can't do it anymore. But now I'm like, oh my God. Like the reaction from people, like, you shouldn't have gone, all the little tweets that I'm seeing and the messages and stuff. Like, it's like, I don't think that was my time to go, but the judges are the judges for a reason, and they told me to go, so I went.
Yeah, you don't have much choice about it once you're told, no. Do you? But also, I mean, I think, you know, considering it was second you went out, wasn't it? The second person. You are very popular. You remain very popular. People really like you. What is it you think about you in particular that people have really kind of got involved in?
I'd say it's that I'm down to earth. It is what it is. Do you know what I mean? I'm the people's princess. It's just sweetheart. You know what I mean? No, it's just that I'm just down to earth. I'm just me. Do you know what I mean? What you see is what you get. And yeah, it's. I'm a man in a wig, do you know what I mean? That's all I am. Like, I went to see a play yesterday in Manchester and everyone was going mental. People were, like, beeping their horns. It was like if Katie Price was in town, everyone was going, "Whoa!" I was loving it. I would have got there more often.
And what's your relationship like with the other queens? Are you all still, is there a WhatsApp chat?
There's a group chat, yeah? And we all get on so well. We talk every day, constantly. Sometimes I have to mute the group because it's constantly going off.
Yeah, I hear you. But
yeah, we're all like what you see on the show, like, obviously it's a reality TV show, isn't it? We're all good friends. We're all like the best sisters. Do you know what I mean? It is what it is.
Is it really like that, though? I'm not convinced. There must be people that you get a bit like, oh, God.
Well, not me. No, I'm probably that person that gets on everyone's tits. What's the saying? If you can't find someone getting on the tits, it's you probably. Or
oh yeah, if you can't, yeah. What
is the saying?
Yeah, I know the one you mean. We have a saying when in journalism: if you go on a press trip and you can't find the weirdo, then you are the weirdo, basically.
Yeah, I'm the weirdo. No, but we all get on. We really, really do. We all went for dinner I think last week or the week before. I can't really remember, but like we're always texting, like. We're all really close, really.
So no one's dramatically left the chat yet. You know, sometimes shit kicks off and people are like, well, I'm leaving.
Shall I do it now for Bantz?
Yeah, but then what if you can't get back in? What if no one to let you back in?
You're kidding, you let me back in. It's a podcast.
And apparently, is it true you were going to do Jane McDonald if you were going to get
was.
To that? I'm so annoyed we didn't get to see that.
I love Jane McDonald.
Me too.
She's such an icon. Like, I'm absolutely gutted I didn't get to do that because I just wanted to go cruising with her. Not like that.
cruising. Not in the parks.
No, it's a legend.
Give us a bit of Jane there, can you?
Oh, God. Oh, God. No, this is, you'll have to wait and see for All Stars. You'll see it. All
yeah, fair enough. Do you think there will be a UK All Stars?
There's got to be. I need to go back. I've got rent to pay.
But you're an in-demand queen now, right? Like you said, you've got gigs and stuff and all that sort of stuff.
Yes.
A friend of mine saw you, I forgot, was it a Hun brunch did you once perform?
I love home brunch.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Is that the regional SAG cup?
Got the merch.
Yeah. yeah, so you're kind of involved in that whole world, aren't you? Like the big performances and all that sort of thing.
I love the home culture. Like, it's so good. I love it. Without them, like, brunches would be boring. The Huns make the brunches. Like, if you ever want to come to a brunch, come to one of my brunches, just drop me a message. You're both welcome.
I would love that.
Let's do it.
Brunch.
Yeah, Bobby, let's definitely do that. Well, 100%.
I'll sort you out. I'll sort you a table. Get you a bottle of Prosecco as well.
You don't have to tell me. Bob's a lightweight, though. So, you know, he can have one glass. I'll have the rest of the bottle.
Yeah. One float, I'll be under the table.
I'll join you, Babs. Not like that.
Are you hoping to do more bits of TV? Because it can be a bit of a funny thing for drag queens, right? Like, you kind of go back into the performing in clubs and bars and stuff. And then do you want to, what are you kind of hoping to do next?
Yeah, I want to do more TV. I want to do Strictly. I want to do I'm a Celebrity. I want to do all that.
You do?
If they called me up now and said, come and do I'm a Celeb, I'd be there. I'd be in that Wales castle. Is it in Wales still?
It is, North Wales, yeah. Right.
I'll even do the Wales one, do you know what I mean?
Good money.
Yeah, I'd do it for a fiver. My manager will hate that, that I've said that. Okay, maybe £5.50.
What kind of plans you want to take over the world? Like, what's next?
Keep your eyes peeled for this weekend. There's something big coming out, which is
okay.
Can't reveal what it is.
Is it your tuck? Has it come undone?
Yes. It's done. To be honest, I've got my pajamas on down here.
Oh, you're doing a roux.
I'm doing a roux. Oh, no, I don't know what you mean. I've got like my little leotard on and pajamas on at the bottom. It's so good. I love
it. It's got to be done.
It's
the Zoom way, isn't it?
Sorry?
It's the Zoom way. Just press the top half.
But it's so good. That's the good thing about doing Zoom and podcasts and things. You don't have to talk. You don't have to, like, do
wear heels.
Obviously, I'm a queen that talks. You don't have to talk if you don't want to talk. But, like, it's so nice to have, like, no pads on, no corset. I can breathe. It's great.
Yeah, and you certainly couldn't do that on the show, could you? Kind of looking at now, and I don't know if you know who the winner is, but who are you thinking might be one to watch over the rest of the series?
I want to win.
Yeah, go on.
So obviously no spoilers or anything like that. Mm-hmm. I want either River or Kitty. Who else is there?
Well, River seems to be kind of like coming through the middle of it, doesn't she? Mm-hmm. And I wonder if... I don't know.
I think River should have won last week, or Kitty should have won last week.
Yeah.
Those runway looks alone. Well, actually, Kitty's no.
I'm glad you said that.
But River's, oh my God.
Was that the money one, wasn't it?
Like, yeah, the gorgeous Asian-inspired red and gold.
Yeah.
Stunning. Yeah. I was like, oh, God. I thought she was going to win, and she didn't.
Yeah. You can never really predict it. It's all based on what Rue wants, isn't it? And he does make the final decision.
Oh, it was tense, wasn't it? Ooh, that was good TV. That was TV gold, that.
So was you a massive fan of the show before you applied to go on it?
Yeah. Oh, God. I've always been a fan, like, of the American one, the Canadian one, Holland. I love them all. But yeah, I've always been a fan. Like, and I'm so glad. And like, first time auditioning as well. So was it?
Oh, I didn't know that. That's great.
Which is a great feeling. First time auditioning, and yeah, I've always been a fan. I love like season one, like Bag of Chips, mm-hmm. The Archon, Something. Like, I feel like Tia should have been on season one.
You're right, actually. Yeah, she would have done a good job of that.
Well. Not that she didn't fit in with season two, but I think she would have fit in like with that bunch.
Yeah.
And is it what you wanted it to be? Because it's one thing, I guess, being a fan of it, but then going onto it and filming it yourself is a completely different kettle of fish.
Yeah. It was everything and more. the food was good, the snacks were good. I was constantly eating. It was great. For those two episodes. No, if they called me up now and said, come back, I'd be there in a heartbeat. If they said, come to do All Stars, I'd be there in a heartbeat. Like, I enjoyed my time there. I loved it.
Well, they've got form for people going who've gone out early before, you know, coming back for an All Stars. So, yeah, I guess you never know.
Bring me back in a box like Shangela. Back in a box.
Well, Electra, it was great to talk to you. And where can we find you next? Are there any gigs coming up that we can see you at?
I'm doing a gig on Friday. I'm at Funny Boys, and I can't remember the venue. Where is the venue? You'll see it on my Instagram, on my Twitter.
Okay, well,
Saturday, I'm in Margate. I'm in Kent for the first time, doing a little Halloween thing with Something Wong, which is going to be cute. She's messy, that one. Dangerous.
I've seen her before at the Two Brewers. I have seen her.
You did that one. But yeah, everywhere. But keep your eyes peeled for a thing that's coming out over the weekend as well.
Okay, fab. Will do.
Keep your eye out for a message from us, because we're going to take you up on your offer of a brunch.
All right, hit me up.
We're sliding into the DMs. Oh, thank you so much for joining us, babes.
Thank you. Anytime you want me, I'm always here.
Love it. Thanks so much. Bye, Electra.
Bye. World peace.
Yes.
How do I leave?
Just click the button. Get out.
Yeah, hug it.
I'm definitely up for that, Bob. If you are, I could do with a little brunch.
We've got to do it. That'd be so much fun.
I saw one last week. Tom Daly took his young son to a drag queen brunch somewhere.
Love that.
So, you know, I mean, I don't have any children to take with me, but we can down the Prosecco anyway and have a great time.
Perfect. Yeah, we'll look after each other. We ain't got no kids between us. But
exactly.
We'll have a lovely old time regardless.
I mean, to be fair, the last time we went out was nearly a year ago, Bob. So it probably is overdue, isn't it?
It was.
Yeah.
That's terrible. Yeah, we need a reunion.
It's
like our Christmas party.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And that was with drag queens as well, wasn't it?
It was. Had me and you, we always end up with a drag queen.
Yeah. So it's very easy. I don't know why. I think, yeah, just attract them.
And a Jaeger bomb.
Yeah, God. Or a passion fruit martini. What's the one you have? Porn fruit.
Porn fruit martini.
Porn star martini. That'd be great fun. And great to hear from Alexa about the latest shenanigans on Drag Race Series 3. Well, we've come to the end of the show. What have you got coming up this weekend, Bob? Anything exciting?
So, bit busy week with work this week.
Always good.
Always good. So work, gym, and having a little bit, Will says this, is out for a dinner at the weekend. Might turn into a porn star martini or two. But at the moment, I think just a steak and a peppercorn. How about yourself? Well, you've got your fancy dress party. I can't wait to see on Instagram this dead slut cheerleader look.
Well, so I've actually got quite a little... I'm actually going to an event with Rylan on Thursday, which is going to be great. Yeah, he's doing some wine thing, which I'm going to. Then I'm having friends around for a dinner party on Friday night. And then on Saturday, it's the Halloween thing. So it's quite busy, lots going on. I'm not complaining. Just let's hope I don't eat and drink too much in the next few days. It means I don't any longer fit in to my extremely, extremely tight cheerleading outfit. And I'm going to head home after we finish the show and pick up my wig. So all to come.
WhatsApp me a photo of this lovely wig. I can't wait to see it.
I mean, it's a stunner. It's a stunner. Blonde ombre. If you can imagine this giant head with a tiny little blonde wig on it, it's going to be stunning.
I love it. In a mini skirt and crop top. Yo-do, yo-bo.
And knee-high socks, I'll add as well.
I mean, hobs.
Obviously. And pom-poms.
Woo. It saves your feet in the legs then, I guess, doesn't it? You can keep your ears.
That's a good point, but I'm just going to be a hairy cheerleader. There's really nothing I can do about this. I mean, it would be like, you know, shaving a small dog. So
there ain't enough feet in boots to get you down to
Exactly. And I think I would look like a weird baby if I did that. So none of that.
You You keep your fuzz, babes. It's lovely.
It's my thing. Well, I hope you get a few trick or treaters this weekend, Bob.
If not, I'll sit there and I'll smash the army bone myself. Either way, I'll have a lovely old night.
You'll be high as a kite on all that sugar.
I will.
Well, until next week, everyone. Goodbye.
Bye, guys. Happy Halloween.